May 23. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. Luke 17:5. The history of Jericho's fall before Israel demonstrates to us the lesson of victory of faith in God and His Word. Before the children of Israel entered into the land of Canaan, the first city they conquered was Jericho. At that time, the city had very strong walls. God commanded His people to go around the city once a day for 6 days and 7 times on the 7th day. The men of Jericho shut their city gates. They might have mocked the people marching around and wondering how they could break through the very thick walls of their city. But God had promised that at the blasts of the priest's trumpet, followed by the shout of all people, the walls will fall flat, so that they would walk straight in and take the city. I myself have seen the city walls, which had fallen during an earthquake. They had fallen in heaps and not flat, but the walls of Jericho fell flat as the Lord had said. And this had been proved by excavations at Jericho walls over 3,400 years later. This was a victory of faith. God could have caused the walls to fall down on the first day, but He wanted to increase the faith of His people through obedience to His unusual commands. For effective ministry, we need strong faith, without any doubt about God or His Word. In the same way, God will take us through many situations and hardships wherein we may prove His Word and grow in living and strong faith. For example, Abraham took 25 years to really trust God's promise of a son by his wife Sarah. In the beginning, he had obeyed God in leaving his father's house and his native country. Even after making such a sacrifice, doubts came to him as to how God could fulfill His promises concerning a son. And then he made a big mistake through unbelief and listened to his wife Sarah's advice to go to her servant woman, Hagar. As a result, much distress and trouble followed for all concerned. Abraham's testing period of 25 years was in God's purpose. Without faith in God's word, we cannot serve Him. Looking at our human weakness, limitations, trials, temptations, and poverty, it may seem impossible for God's word to be fulfilled in our lives. But as we put our trust in God and His word, He will give us victory and do as He has promised. I do thank God for the many impossible situations He took me through for 5 years to strengthen my faith. Now I praise Him for everything. Faith does not come by reading books about it, but it is proved and strengthened as God puts us through His refining fiery trials, just as gold is put in the fire and refined. We have to pray by faith. Lord, increase my faith, so I may implicitly trust Your word. Only when we stop murmuring and listen to what God says to us, can we ourselves give His word to others in power and authority.